Blog Talk Radio.
Fist up for the one that got away. When we left for dead, yeah, the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watch out for the man, on drugs in your land. Guns in your hand, yes, man, don't tell, bro. Don't they open any letters, hit this with a tell, bro. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Been around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not acting, just complain. Started didn't fight, just stripped to blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off by leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence need to be the only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Told Bobby cut my neck, so they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a sodder. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a sodder. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a sodder. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a sodder. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Body kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on a spoon with the hate. Chase the Panthers out of state. Whoa, run, go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spread propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton in the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with the CIA. Did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, passed away our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then he shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred.
She escaped, you put a bounty on her head.
Poison water in the air and the food.
We already dead, so what else we got to lose?
Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies, they teach you. No conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bonds I bleed to.
No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 got, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray?
But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna sign and touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Rip the chains, rip the chains. The American way, slaves, rip the chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Rip the chains, rip the chains. The American way, slaves, rip the chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
No, I'm not the Uber. I'm waiting on one. I think he delivered the wrong address.
Held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around.
know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But we don't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our shows together. We're polishing up our act. And if you think I've been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Thank you. they doing?
Looking for, and love is what we've been searching for. Now that I got
We call Welcome to Black Power Radio. I'm your host, the Sheikh Imam Akbar Abdullah Kareem. We're in the beautiful city of Tulsa, Oklahoma, once again, giving you some Black Power Radio and giving you more of what you listen to radio for. I'm very excited to be here tonight because, I mean, we've gone through quite a week and quite a weekend and all this Labor Day thing that they talk about, everybody's off. Well, there's some people who just got to work. Black Revolution is 24/7, and we're proud to be revolutionaries and proud to service you, the black people of America and throughout the world. We're going to talk tonight about we the people must become our household words again. The reason you could not pick us up earlier, we're in a one-hour delay in the central time zone. And we were traveling and had a little bit of delay there and finding a spot to actually throw up the studio and do the work. But again, black people have gotten away from the we the people concept because we have been led astray by a serious force of opposition to the black man, woman, and child for ourselves. And we must be willing to go free for ourselves in order to raise black people up what they may traditionally say, go to the next level. It's impossible to reach the next level if you're ill-equipped with it's a form of enslavement that has been done. It's a modern form of enslavement that continues to be perpetrated against black people. And all of our black children are caught up on something. I mean, all, bar none, are caught up on basically, it might be the car, the house, it might be this, a little bit of that. But nevertheless, they are caught up. And what we plan to do is to give you a few tidbits that will free you from all forms of slavery. That should be a good pack. We the people must produce and grow our own food. We the people must bring it back to the household, bring the words we the people back to we the people, and put the power, put the social, political, economic, and all of the power you can muster back into the hands of black people. Put the justice and freedom back in the hands of black people and allow us to manage it for ourselves. We must go free from a vicious enemy of ours that intended nothing but enslavement from day one, and he continues to practice enslavement and include us in the equation. But there are a fraction of black activists that have broken away from Mr. White and his system. And we have our own Black Panther government in effect. And with that said, we have our co-host tonight, our beloved sister Queen Janae Cook Muhammad is here with us in Tulsa doing what we have to do to make a difference. And she's going to tell you a little bit about what occurred over the weekend. We are wide open on the Stephen Biko, Free Stephen Biko campaign, and her husband has been unjustifiably placed in captivity with a ridiculous bond. on a crime that it was impossible for him to commit because of the fact that he is and he was that day the Good Samaritan to black people. And as we know that we go across the country delivering the messages of goodwill towards black people, for, by, and with black people. And we shared with the Queen Mother Pamela Smith over the weekend a great challenge to the system in Tulsa, in the state of Oklahoma. We put a challenge to the House Bill 2966, another form of modern enslavement. And she's going to give you all the details in the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, to Allah, the guardian, the evolver, the cherisher, and the sustainer of all of the world. And with that black drop and the backdrop, we're going to bring to the airways our beloved sister, Queen Janae Cook Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum and black power.
Black power, black power, listening audience. We're glad to be with you again tonight on the Black Power Radio Show. We had a wonderful time, a phenomenal time here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, with our comrades that came to join us from all over the country to support the cause, which is justice for Pamela Smith and her foundation. You only know a portion of her story, but her story is our story. It's important for us to get with her when she has her events and things like that. She calls on us for help. She calls on us for support and love, and we have built a friendship and a bond that can never be broken, no matter what. We just want to thank Queen Mother Pamela Smith. She is the queen of Tulsa, Oklahoma, the state of Oklahoma, for having us and being, she treating us with such kindness and hospitality. She's been fighting for justice for over 24 years on her inmate rights, abuse of rape and malicious malfeasance. But she's turned her story into a foundation of peace and hope for inmates, for the mothers of and the children of inmates that have been incarcerated in the state of Oklahoma. She opened up a boutique and a shop. And from that little boutique and shop yesterday, she fed, clothed, and just blessed the community. Over 500 book bags, backpacks, and school supplies were given away. Brand new school uniforms were given away to the children. Food, she has so much food and just snacks and bread and toiletries and just clothes. Everything in the store was free to the mothers, and all the book bags and supplies was free to the children and the food. So that is the people that we need to be networking with in the Black Power movement. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. Go where you are welcome. Go and do the work of the Panther. Assist and aid where you can, Black Power. Assist and aid with those and link with those that choose to link with you. A lot of times as revolutionaries, we get in trouble because we run and jump into situations that the Panther may not be welcome into. And that's my number one rule as a chairman. Even though I have multiple issues that we are facing in Washington, D.C., I don't run unless I'm called on. I understand that. That means if the families of these victims do not call me and say, we need the Panthers to show up, we do not go. Because a lot of times we are not welcome. Our approach is not a reactionary approach. Our approach is 100% action. We are about putting boots on the ground and advocating for people and victims who have been wrongly and falsely accused of crimes, people, families who have been victims of police brutality and those things of that nature. If they call on the new Black Panther Party for self-defense, we will be there as the new Black Panther Party of self-defense. So we want to make sure that you understand that this mission that we're on is not necessarily a local mission, but this is a national mission, which has turned into a global mission for Black Power. Okay? Our job as revolutionaries is to create a movement of Black Power. The Black Power movement matters. There is no ideology. There is no personality worshiping that we can afford to do at this stage in the revolution. So everybody must continue to pick up the mantle and pick it up, the baton, and remember that this is a marathon. It's not a race. We have got to continue to put our race first. Like Baba Imhotep says, it's race first. And not only just race first, on Juneteenth and when you want to be mad at 4th of July or whatever, I mean, or Kwanzaa and those times, but race first means that we're going to go and we're going to advance our race first. We're going to do things like go straight to the farm and bring those fruits and vegetables from the farm to the table. And we're going to cut out the middleman. We're going to cut away from Sam Walton at Wally World. We're going to cut away from Giants and Whole Foods and things of that nature. We're going to go straight to our Black farmers and start to feed our people. That's the mission that you should be on and the mindset that you should be on as a revolutionary at this stage in the revolutionary. It's Black sustainability. And shout out to my people in the Black Sustainability Coalition all over the country. They have over 2,300 members and growing, 2,800 members and growing daily on a international level. And I'm glad to be associated with them because these projects that we are implementing here in the Black Panther Party, the Black Panther Party, are going to be geared towards a global mindset of people. You understand? So we got to expand. We can't just keep staying in the same neighborhood and doing the same thing over and over again and getting the same results. Sometimes you have to leave your neighborhood. Sometimes you got to go across the street. Sometimes you got to go across the country. Sometimes you got to go to a whole other country just to get something done. So these days and times, we are going to be traveling. We're going to have boots on the ground. Passports are required. And I want to give an update on Sister Sasha Johnson. I have not had a recent update, but my most recent update was that she had got some feeling, and she still had not woken up out of her coma, but she is still alive and fighting for her life. She was shot back in, May, right before we left to go to Tulsa. She was injured in the United Kingdom. And she's still alive. She's still fighting for her life. And she still needs us as the new Black Panther Party to support her. So I'm looking forward to her recovering well enough and maybe this COVID situation blowing down enough where we can actually send a representative to the United Kingdom to check on her in person and not just use third parties to keep up with our comrade, because she is a comrade of ours. She was representing under the leadership of the Honorable Hashim Akhenaten Nzinga. She is a panther. And they're trying to say she's a lone panther, but she is not alone. She has the support of millions of people behind her. She brought the Black Power movement to the United Kingdom full force along with others. So we want to keep her in our prayers and in our thoughts, as well as our other comrades that have been injured and suffering, and we just don't know about it. Okay? Now, moving forward, we do have Comrade Stephen Biko, our national spokesman, who is still incarcerated in Pitt County Detention Center. We are formulating a rally in his honor in Greenville, North Carolina. The details will be released soon enough. We had scheduled it for, I believe, September the 25th and the 26th to be in Greenville, North Carolina. So So we're going to try to hold on to that date. If anything changes, we'll let you know. But as of right now, Stephen is he's being detained. He still has not met with his legal counsel, not even a video Skype, nothing, no Zoom, anything. So we know that they are just building, trying to build a case on him because they can't give him a real concrete reason to hold him under these circumstances. So, and he's facing all kind of discrimination behind the wall where they're taking his books and they're not giving him his canteen money, and they've made it conveniently where I can't send him money from Washington, D.C. And they're like, well, you got to come down here and put it in the kiosk, and he's 4.5 hours away. And I'm like, I can't just come down there and put money on his books like that, you know. But he's been in there since June the 19th, unfairly held by the Pitt County Detention Center. It's crazy. But we need the support of our comrades. Just hold tight, Dave, that date, if you can possibly make it, September the 25th, to Greenville, North Carolina. Please let us know, let us, so we can get a caravan or a bus or some support for Brother Stephen Biko to rally around his cause for freedom. They are literally trying to take this man's life away from him for walking into a store and walking out of the store. Nobody was robbed. Nobody was killed. Nobody took anything from anyone that caused hurt, harm, or danger. He was acting, like GK Ma'am says, as a good Samaritan to check on the status of another comrade, and now he's facing well over 15 years of his life in prison. So please help us as much as you can. If you have any legal counsel, any lawyers or any organizations out there that are assisting with incarcerated inmates' rights, like you said, we did attend a meeting, town hall meeting here in Oklahoma, Tulsa, Oklahoma, about the 2006 House Bill 2966 in the state of Oklahoma that basically strips inmates of all their rights, they're not just their civil rights, but their human rights to file grievances and things like that. You know, they have a time limit where if you don't file a grievance or you don't leave a paper trail, then if something happened to you, then your family can't sue. They can't say that this facility is being held responsible for how they treat our people. And the state of Oklahoma has the highest rate of black incarcerated inmates, men and women, excuse me. So I learned a lot this weekend about things that I wasn't aware of, you know, in the system. It kind of just woke me up and shook me up even more, you know. And we need to get the word out. This House Bill 2966 needs to be amended. We need to get on your computers, go to Google, go to wherever you can. It's kind of hard to find, but it's House Bill 2966, state of Oklahoma. It's back in 2006, and it's been in place since then, since 2006, where they have these illegal practices against inmates. So we want to definitely look into that. And again, shout out and thanks to Pamela Smith. We are going to host her once again in Washington, D.C. for the Pamela Smith Foundation, and get her case before the Supreme Court justice and things like that, to continue to keep her name ringing in your ears and her story ringing as a household name, because she has beat case after case, and she's still winning in all of these district court cases and things like that. But we're going to honor her, and we're going to make sure, I want to have her a parade. I want to shut down Washington, D.C. and make sure, I'm sorry, I'm yawning, but shut down the streets and let people know that we demand justice for Pamela Smith. We demand that inmates' rights be restored to them. Just because you are incarcerated does not mean you are a slave. Does not mean you need to be held under slave tactics. Does not mean you need to be raped and abused and nothing done about it. Because that's basically what this House Bill 2966 saying. If you don't report it with a certain amount of time, then it never happened. And there's nothing you can do about it. You know, and we know that people are being raped and murdered and knifed and, you know, stabbed and everything else, beat up, all kind of things that they're doing to people behind the wall, that if they don't report it in enough time, then they will just say it never happened and we're not responsible for paying damages to you or your family. So that's definitely a cause that we're going to continue to fight for. Right now, Sheikh Imam Artwar, do we have anybody on the line that we can open the line up and do some?
Absolutely. We have quite a few people online.
Okay.
With their hands
Black
up.
Power.
I just want to bring, Landon, put a couple of folks there.
Go ahead and bring somebody on.
He was a Black Lightning right off the top. He's anxious to get on the airway.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see if we can get him on and see what he's talking about. The 301, 680.
Black Power.
Black Lightning. Yeah, go
right hey, there. Black Power. Yeah. Black Power family, y'all. Y'all doing the work out there. God bless you. I'm with you all the way, you know. Honor to the ancestors. Y'all are making the ancestors smile. I can see Khalid Muhammad smiling down on you. And I can see Harriet Tubman and the Honorable Nat Turner smiling down on you. So all honor and praise be to whoever you are praying to, whether it be the ancestors, whether it be Yahshua, Jesus, Allah, Jah, Rastafari, and don't forget now, they are out there for you. Our people are right out there for you right now, and they will not. And the revolution don't stop. So. We need gas money to get home for our people, for our beloveds. So hit that Cash App up. They might need gas money right now as we speak. They might be passing a Denny's or a place where they can stop and get a bite to eat right now as we speak. So hit that Cash App up. $77Bakers, B-A-K-E-R-S, for the numerically challenged. I'm going to say it again. And for the numerically pure at heart, I'm sure you got to hit it with the capital letter, B-A-K-E-R-S. 77Bakers, $77Bakers. So we can keep up the good work, keep the work going, you know. And I like what you said, Sister Janae. She was my first revolutionary teacher, by the way. I'm always going to give you credit for that. Akbar, he pulled up the reins. But my soul sister number one, the one that gave it to us strong. I wanted to ask a couple of questions. If I Akbar, our national chairman, spoke and our national healer and our national what would you call it? Our spiritual leader and our spiritual guide through these murky waters. I'd just like to ask you a couple of questions, if I could, instead of just talking to people. I know how you get on a roll. I got at least three, so give me time to get them all in before you start rocking the hell out of it. I want to ask you, how long have you been in this revolutionary struggle? Well, let me just say. I'm going to ask in three parts. How long have you been in it first?
I can just declare 50 straight years of Black revolution, picking a strong, hardline position straight up against the opposition. I came there about 1970 and started revolution on this behind as a strong student in the Nation of Islam, pushing the program of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I lived on the Muhammad Speaks newspaper and worked only for the Nation of Islam. And from there, we just grew. We grew and grew into the Black revolutionaries that we are now. But that my main inspiration was and still is the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
You worked directly with Brother Elijah Muhammad?
One more time. To go free for ourselves. I went to the Muhammad University of Islam and gained the momentum. One of my tutors, Jabba Muhammad or Herbert Muhammad, the son of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and his son Sultan Muhammad was my direct mentor, was an airplane pilot. We flew the presidential jet for the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And he gave me many jewels to life directly himself. And once you had met the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, it is totally an unforgettable experience in totality. He is the most respected, the most effective man that has ever decided to speak to us about any subject on 196,940,000 square miles of this place we call the planet Earth. I hope I can go. Black Power, go ahead.
Black Power. And I wanted to ask also, was there anything that might have sparked it, like when you were growing up or something like that, like when you were little or like when you was a boy growing up? Was there anything that might have influenced that or sparked that fire?
Absolutely. There's a minister from Philadelphia by the name of Wali Muhammad, and he started me at 5 years old, giving me a strong teaching of learning some of the things, the streets of Philadelphia and New York, eventually relocating to Chicago, but born on the Nat Turner land, right off the land of Nat Turner, that land. And he was my greatest inspiration, mentor, and teacher from a pup. From 5 years old to this moment, I've been inspired to set up something separate from the white man. I've always had some form of government or nationalism that black people should celebrate that does not include the white man, including freedom of the press. As I lived on Muhammad Speaks newspaper, that freedom of press, I typically call a non-Jews paper, that had not had the views of the Jews, the 6 o'clock news or anything else concerning the white man, some call him the cracker Jew. But on that strength, we have grown in many dynamics, and that eventually brings us to the leadership of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad.
I was going to get to that next.
Negating the leadership of Aaron Michaels, the leadership of Hashim Akhenaten and Zynga, were very instrumental in my growth. The Honorable H. Rapp Brown, Imam Jamil Abdullah Alameen. Another is Dr. Kwame Ture, mentored me, Uduno, and many other scholars directly. You can't get to this revolution properly without the inspiration of the Honorable Dr. Kwame Ture or Stokely Carmichael. Again, directly mentored by Willie Ricks, or what you call Mukasa Ricks or Mukasa Dada, African. But he is our national and our international Black Power ambassador at this hour. So there are many very instrumental in the life, including the Honorable Dr. Ivan Bensertima, one of the scholars that taught me directly, my mentor, and came to the family reunion from time to time, inspired us to research the history and live out on the land for the history, as we are today exemplifying going out on the Harriet Tubman land, going out on the Nat Turner land, and then just growing your organic food on the land. And then we are inspired to build a training facility and build a shooting range for ourselves. Stop using, say, wasting black revolutionary, putting all your money on the crackers range. And you should build that for yourself. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed me to get some building skills as an engineer. I can do asphalt and concrete. I can engineer an entire community, whatever you need, shopping centers, high rise, dog house, building an estate, whatever it takes. I build and erect the edifice, right? but I also erected character. As you know, I'm building with you right now, Black Lightning, building the character.
That's right.
And Stephen Biko behind the wall, our national spokesman. All of them know that I'm able, ready, willing, and able to reconstruct and rebuild a black man right before your eyes, Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power. And would you say that each, well, this is just not even questions, but I just something I feel that each teaching leads to the next level, sort of like when we were at the Boys Club a long time ago, and I'd sit there and I'd play checkers with the old guy. The old man, I didn't know who he was, but he had all these news clippings behind him, and I started asking him about the news clippings behind him, and I'm like, you got all these boxing clippings behind you. Who is that? He said, that's me fighting Jersey Joe Walcott, and he telling me how Jersey Joe had the had that bolo punch, and they were going at it. And then I'm like, I'm looking at him, I'm like, you holding up, you got the gold belts and stuff. And he was he tell me that they used to call him the Brown Bomber back in the day, Joe Louis. So Joe Louis, I was like, well, dang, why are we sitting here playing checkers? Shouldn't we be in the gym? That's when he'd take us over to the boxing gym and put the gloves on, and that'd take us to the next level. And then going down to California, I see the guy, he's teaching a martial arts, to the teenagers coming out of high school after school and on the weekends, and I'm like, well, I'm like, isn't that Bruce Lee? And that's you squaring off with Bruce Lee? And he's like, yeah, that's me squaring off with Bruce Lee. He's like, you know, he had Bruce Lee almost down for the count. He said he was coming down with the blow for Bruce, but Bruce grabbed him by his fingers and flipped him over and broke his fingers. So that take you to the next level. And then wouldn't you say that this –
Yeah, but whenever we mention martial arts and Bruce Lee, I want people to know that Bruce Lee was somewhat of a martial artist, but that I don't think any of our black champions would have been put down by Bruce Lee in my estimation in the martial art. And the fact
well, this was another Oriental.
Yeah.
He was another Oriental that got put down. But what I'm getting to is that every level take you to the next level.
I'm just
trying
to keep you there with me. Yes, sir. He never, in fact, I want to leave with the vast listening and participating audience, that he never beat a black champion in any tournament. You just studied the history of all martial arts, and then all the guys like Jim Kelly and Brown, many other great artists across in every city. There was a black martial artist that was awesome. So I didn't count.
They couldn't handle Jim Brown one way or another.
We're the original martial artist, Black Power.
Well, all I'm not even talking about martial art. I'm just getting to that Elijah Muhammad, one of the greatest teachers of all time. One of your mentors, and then his son, taught directly by his father, one of your mentors, and one of my father's mentors was actually Malcolm X, because my daddy had a cocktail lounge in Chicago, and Malcolm X was right down the street at the mosque, and then Muhammad Ali used to come in there and have breakfast. But what I ain't talking about them. What I'm saying is it goes down to having another great teacher of mine, which would be Sister Janae, teaching me how to slow down and take the revolution right, you know, and let me know that you kind of gung-ho here. You're doing a little bit too much, you know.
Okay.
So, and get me to the next level of the Sheikh Imam Akbar himself. So I feel like I've had some the greatest revolutionary teacher of all time. So when you say that we always teach the next one that's coming up, so that there's always going to be at least three of us ready to go at all times.
Let me see if I can get with you, Black Lightning, on point. The topic tonight, and it will be also the topic next week, we the people must
become our household words again. We must go back to we the people.
We the people.
And our ancestors, our current teachers, our past scholars, we have to use our founding fathers and our founding
mm-hmm.
mothers in order to get us
mm-hmm.
free. This is a formula for freedom for
mm-hmm.
black people from all forms of enslavement, to get with the divine justice and get with the divine black revolution. We want to stop the rape, stop the sexual assault, stop the execution, and start the divine black revolution.
I am a
black revolutionary. Let's you say it with me.
I am a
black revolutionary.
Black revolutionary.
I am a black revolutionary.
And I am in it to win it like a Sheikh Imam Akbar lieutenant. And I am a black revolutionary. All I want to say is I give thanks to God for you. And as you say, all of our great revolutionary teachers. But it go back to Joe Lewis with me, and he was a great revolutionary teacher in his own right, because when he got us up in that gym, he had them little kids knocking each other down, if not out. So right now I got the knockout artists on the line, and I'm so proud to be part of this revolutionary struggle. And I'm just saying that we ain't scared of a damn thing. We don't give a damn about a cracker named Uncle Sam, as you say. And it is not knowledge until you use it against your open and vicious enemy, whoever that cracker may be. So black power, and don't forget, hit that Cash App up, y'all, because we're going to need the money to get all over the world, get to our people. It's not like
and
we're using it.
What Cash App are you going to send it to?
Cash App is $777 Bakers, like B-A-K-E-R-S. Make sure y'all hit that up with the capital letter Bakers. 77 Bakers for the numerically pure at heart. I'm going to hit it one more time. $77 Bakers. I know there's other people to get on the line, but I just wanted to give you your props. Black power.
Thank you. Thank you, Black Power, to our beloved brother Black Lightning. As we go to 202-931 at 202-931, we want to welcome you to Black Power Radio from Tulsa, Oklahoma. We're with the Queen Janae Cook Muhammad, and we have, I guess, a strong black revolutionary online with their hands up. 202-931, you're live on Black Power Radio. 202-202-931.
Can you hear that?
202-202-931. You're live on Black Power Radio. I'm going to move to the 504. If you decide to come back, unclick and click your 1 again. 931, I don't know, for some reason, I'm not picking it up.
Yes, sir. Black power, all power to the people.
All power to
yes, people. I'm listening at the show, and I'm liking, you know, what I'm hearing and stuff like that. So, you know, I mean, what is your specific topic? Because, you know, I heard you and, you know, Black Lightning talking.
Okay, the title of our topic tonight, we the people must become our household words. These words belong to us as black people. We the people. When it talks about we the people, it's talking about black people. It's not talking about the white man. We got to get that straight out. You know, we the people, they try to frame a constitution around it. We the people, we the righteous people is absolutely and actually what it's talking about. We the righteous people.
Okay.
White man is not a righteous man. First of all, you have to be. He's never been right. He's never practiced any rightful intent or any right intention towards black people anywhere on 169,000 to 4,000. Come on, brother from New Orleans, Black Power.
Black power, all power to the people. Now, I'm going to say this. Now, when I use that term, all power to the people, I'm basically talking about us as a people, you know, the basic drive within us to get things done. Now, I'm not with that talking about a coalition with everybody, because you got everybody that's fighting for their own battle, the Hispanics, the Asians, because, see, the Asians back in the, 60s, 70s, we were the ones that were sponsoring them with the karate movies and we're going into the Asian restaurants and stuff like that, but many of them is not speaking on our issues. So I agree with that. We have to, you know, do things for ourselves, speak on our issues, you know. Now, I will say this, you know, I made it through Hurricane Ida, and like you said, we have to do something for else. See, they have this boat thing called the Raging, what they call it, the Cajun Navy, but I think we need to have the RBG Navy. We're going out, you know, and we're saving our people, you know, during the storms and stuff like that. That's something that we should do, because you got some of these people that they don't come into the black community when stuff like this happens. So it's basically it has to be us to do this, you know. You know, medical program. I'm going to keep constantly talking about that, medical. We need to do that. And I feel we should still have a sickle cell anemia program, because that, you know, that's still affecting us. You know, we should do that.
Black power, Brother Harold. Yeah, we
Black
still,
power, Black power.
We're still on board with the programs that were implemented beforehand. We just got to get narrowed down. What is it going to take to develop these programs? You know, everybody has their own ideas and issues that need to be addressed. That's why we have specific committees. You know, the Ministry of Health, they have to develop their own health-wise issues and things like that, like the clinic and things of that nature. So we're leaving that up to the health ministry. Me as the community programs director, I have to get with the people that are developing programs that can benefit everybody's community. And you were saying about, like, the Cajun Army, we have that in Brother AJ Frazier.
No, it's the Cajun Navy.
With pants on.
Yeah, the Cajun Navy.
But we have that that section of the Black Power movement that does some rescue and response team. And PANSOC is growing numbers. They have chapters in almost every state, as well as the New Black Panther Party. And they are Panthers. These guys are Panthers. Mm-hmm. They're trained to do, and I think they were down there in Louisiana somewhere. AJ is listening, or somebody from PANSOC, call in or get their information, but they were there doing search and rescue missions this week. Ever since Ida hit, they've been on the ground. It's just, that's why the number one thing I believe we need in the Black Power movement is a centralized way of communicating with all formations. I suggested that we develop a web mag and get with all formations that are having events, that are on the grid, that are out here doing the work, you know. And it's not like we're not doing anything. We just don't know who's doing what and what services are available. So we need something such as a mutual aid fund, and that mutual aid is going really big around the globe through the Black Lives Matter movement, where people that need the simplest of things, say you don't have gas money and you need to go out of town, somebody in the mutual aid network, if you request gas money, they can send it to you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Straight like that, instead of us begging for stuff or saying this person don't support us doing this and that person don't support us doing that. If you had a mutual aid fund, you could ask those things of your comrades that are willing to give them to you. You understand? It's like a bartering system. You know, we got to go back to the way that things were done back in the day. Everybody, there was no currency. There was only buying and trading and selling. You know what I mean? You give me silk, I give you cotton. You give me corn, I give you tomatoes, whatever. You know what I'm saying? We got to get back to that mindset so we can build and develop and keep moving forward. You know, somehow we got out of the habit of actually, like the Bible tell you, have not because you ask not. Some of us don't let our pride get in the way of what we want. you claim it not. Like, I feel like everything that I want to do out here in this world, it can be done. Black power, mm-hmm. you understand, Brother Harold?
Yes.
That's why I said, if you need help, if you need to call on somebody, there is somebody in this black revolution that can help you. One person.
Yes.
You might be, you won't be, it's 6 degrees of separation. There is somebody out mm-hmm. there that is willing to hold the charge for you and what you're asking for. So definitely get with Brother AJ Frazier. I know he don't mind me shouting him out, him and Pastor Bob.
I got his number. I got his number because me and him talk.
Yeah, but definitely
me and him
call
talk
him.
During that.
Okay.
And
so
yeah, and I'm gonna see this. I want to see this too because I was talking to a person. They were saying, you know, do this. I said yes. I understand that we could be doing more, but for you to carry this out, you got to have visionaries along with you to carry this out. I mean, because,
yeah.
you know, we have some, you know, many of us have good ideas, but if you don't have no visionaries
yeah.
to think like you, how you going to carry it out? You just one person.
But one person can make a mighty roar, you know. And I mean, look at we've had so many examples of that in, throughout history. You know, people were backing those people, though. That's what the problem is. We need the backing of our people. We need to gain the trust. Our job is to capture the hearts and the minds of our people. You know what I'm saying? Now, somewhere along the way, people have lost respect for the Panthers. They've lost respect for people in leadership roles because people was just going along to get along. And we know that. So we have a very important job as revolutionaries is to continue to seek after the hearts and the minds of the people. Continue to sow seeds where you can sow them. Go where you're welcome. Go where you got open arms, you know. If we had to come 24 hours away to get to Tulsa, Oklahoma for somebody to say, I want the Panthers here with me, then that's what we got to do. You know what I'm saying? And we don't need people to tell us where we can and cannot go in this country to develop what we need because you block your own blessings like that. You feel me, Brother Harold? Like, everything that you want to do, every outlet, like don't think that it's falling on deaf ears. We just have to, we got to narrow down what it is we can do. What can we do? You know what I'm saying? We can start here. Once we start here,
mm-hmm.
we can make this is our base of operation. And out of this base of operation, we can branch off and begin to bless other formations and other chapters throughout the New Black Panther Party. Our job and
mm-hmm.
our goal has never been one of dissension. It's always been about uniting. I have never known our national chairman to create dissension or say, don't talk to this person or that person or turn your back on this person. He always say, give them a chance. Give them a, you know what I'm saying? Keep working with them. Don't give up on them. If somebody didn't give up on you, we like to give up on each other too fast. You do one thing wrong out here and people got you pinned as a worthless individual. Hmm. Black power?
Yeah, black power.
You hear me? So we're gonna keep fighting. You know what I'm saying? And not keep complaining about what we're not doing out here. We're doing the work. There are people with boots on the ground. Those people came all the way from Chicago and Austin, Texas, and Kansas City, Missouri, all the way to Tulsa, Oklahoma. We came from Washington, D.C. to help with a back-to-school drive. And it wasn't like the lady didn't have help in Tulsa, but she needed more help. She needed more people. She needed more resources. She was able to bless even each and every one of our communities, taking some back. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So why would you want to turn somebody away from helping people? That's all we're supposed to be doing is capturing the hearts and the mind of the people. So when you say we the people, you need to understand that it's we are the people. We are the vanguard. We set the example. We set the standards for what other people in these neighborhoods and the communities are out here doing. But when we show up, we're showing up as a Black Panther that is doing the work. Black power, you get me, brother? Like, we don't do this. We don't need no, we don't need 10,000 men. We just need 5 or 50. Give me 5 strong leaders, 5 strong individuals that have a mindset of a warrior, and we can conquer whatever we will. We can take down Rome in a day. Rome will fall in one day. Babylon is falling. This system of white supremacy is failing. They failed so hard they got to create a damn vaccine to say, now it ain't about race and color, it's about the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on now, how many games are we going to continue to play with these people? We got to just be self-sufficient, like the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan says, get away from these people. Stay away from these people. Stop eating off the tables of these people. That's number one. Where we're going to start is with this farm to table. We're going to the farm again on September the 8th, Wednesday, like literally getting off the road from Tulsa. We're going to pick up and get back on the road to go to the Eastern Shore and meet with these ladies and talk about what we're going to be able to develop off of this farm and how we're going to get fresh produce, organic produce from farm to table. That is our option right now. Once we get a hold of that, we will have the option of doing so much, many more things that we cannot even announce ahead of time without somebody trying to sabotage things. But we're going to keep holding the line, and we're going to keep pushing forward with our agenda, which is only a black agenda. Black power. So we're going to take our... take our mouths off our oppressors' food. Let's start there. Because I guarantee you I wouldn't be sick as I am if I had been eating a lot better than I was. And I know that it's the food that was killing me. You know what I'm saying? The food that's poisoning and we're not getting our magnesium and selenium. How can you get any of that when they're taking the seeds, that seedless watermelon, seedless banana, seedless tomatoes, seedless, it's GMO, genetically modified fruits and vegetables that are not nutritious. They more concerned about how long this shit lasts on the shelf than if it's good for you or not. You understand?
Oh, yeah.
But we got to go back to the farm, and that's what we're going to do. And we're going to say, we the people feed the people. That's where we at right now. We the people feed the people. Whatever programs that you want to do, I suggest anybody out there that is a Black Panther and that's going to approach this national community with something you think we supposed to be doing, you best have your business plan in order on how we're going to do it. Okay? Because that's what I'm working on, a business plan. That's what we're working on collectively. And you will not get access to this business plan without a non-disclosure agreement. Okay? So it is going to be privately discussed amongst the Panthers. So you want to get involved with us, then you get involved with us and be wholeheartedly devoted to the program that we are developing in the new Black Panther Party. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is coming whether you want it or not. We're going to do it with you or without you. We'd rather do it with you, but we do have the tools and the resources to get this thing done. Yeah, you should turn that off a long time ago. We still in the car. We doing the radio show. You know, we got a long 24 hours ahead of us to ride with, but Black Power is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And we're going to continue to hold the line. Even if we have to just pull over on the side of the road and take a nap, we can do that. I'm going to make sure that our national chairman gets home safe. He always makes sure I get where I got to go, and he guarantees he ain't going to leave me, and I ain't going to leave him. And that's one thing y'all need to understand out there. Black power is black power. That means I determine what's in the best interest of black people. I define what's in the best interest of black people, and I defend what's in the best interest of black people. So if you agree with that, then you use the term whenever approach with a question or a statement as black power. And that's black power.
That's black power. And that's from our national chair in Washington, our national representative of community programs. And that's a lot of wisdom. See, Brother Harold, We have so many qualified people that Sister Janae, not only Black Lightning, but many, many others, the many women that she's trained on daily. She's a tireless worker, unrelenting Black revolutionary, is our Queen Mother, and the Queen Janae Cook Muhammad is just an exceptional person that does the work and feeds every day in that. This is what I'm saying, Harold. You got, see, all of them going toe-to-toe with Janae, but I see you can't hold a shoelace. You can't hold a jockstrap. She's awesome with it. She feeds every day. Women are going to debate her, and she feeds every day. She houses and clothes every day, every single day, trust me. And they jealous of her. They don't like her work. The people just love her and call her. She go all over the nation with it. And it just, I don't know, just the haters come out of the woodwork and will tell her how to do the work. And as you got down the manual, I always remember my hair tell me that I go on her land and get organic food. She didn't have no manual. And the hair tell me, if it's such thing as hair tell me, Junior, then that's Sister Janae. And she may not always come straight out of the manual, but she coming straight at your ass with the truth and what must be done on the set right now. You got to know, Dr. Collins had manuals too, but sometimes he had to tell you what the fuck need to be done right now. So you just in your mind all caught up on something. I said, man, if you write manuals, write manuals, okay. But I said, and I tell the brother who wrote the manual, I told him, I said, look, if you didn't do the first 20 years, and you rewrite that son of a bitch, what is convincing me now that you're going to follow the next 20 years of your own goddamn manual? Manuals are guidelines, the book, the Holy Quran, and the Bible, and the Christian signs, moral signs, Hebrew signs. It's just guidelines, brother. If you really have good understanding, if you could have good overstanding, if you really know what the fuck you just comprehended, then goddamn it, you know all them fucking books are saying the same goddamn thing. Get your act together, nigga, and get on the ways of the ancestors. Get on your own land. Grow your food. Get yourself organized. Get your military. All I'm telling you to do that, man, you just got to know how to interpret it and read in between the lines what is in the interim. You got something to do. Sure, you leave it in the hands of God. Sure, you leave it on wah-woo-woo. But now in the interim, there's your job wide open for you to do. And that's the thing. People, it's just been made some lazy motherfuckers. And I'm just giving to you straight. Yeah, so you can wake up and wake the people up. They don't want to do their job, but tell everybody how to do their job. They ain't bust a grape on their assignment for telling you how to do your work. So you got to get our enslavement off us. You got to shake the hate off. Hater meaning what? Enslavement, is that right? Yeah, that means you a slave with a slave mentality. We experienced it today. We experienced it a few minutes ago. All of that's a slave mind. You've been made, your parents raised you and made you a slave because they was a slave. But all my parents were Black revolutionaries. Test me as a mentor was a Black revolutionary. I took on the ways and habitation of Nat Turner. I don't give a damn if you don't like me, but I know what I'm doing, and I bet you what? I'm honored in this work in the circle of people that really know real work. I'm honored in the circle with all the Jamil Abdul-Adami, all the different brothers. He's the most prayed man. You brothers talking Master G? Well, he's the most learned and prayed brother that we had. And then people don't even want to go get it. And we raised another $7,000 down there to give it to Imam Jamil Abdul-Adami, H-Rod Brown wife, and gave money to Marsha Eddie Conway wife to get him free from Obama. You got Mumia over there all the time, Pan-African tribe for oh, man, it just feel like a century, man, trying to get Mumia free. I've been all behind the wall with Mumia Abu-Jamal. He said, brother, do what you are compelled to do. Come on, come on, come on. And then he said, do exactly what you are able to do. You got to understand the wisdom, brother and sister. Do what you're condemning. You got a mission that's been on your heart. Then go out there and do that mission. When you get in the middle of that mission, do what you are able to do, brother and sister. Got to wake up, brother and sister. There's just not no way you can just sleep through this revolution. You're in the midst of divine Black revolution. It's the only solution going to help us to get up. The only way you will leave with your self-respect, as Adam Clayton Powell said, and leave with your dignity. But now you must incorporate your integrity. You have to take your integrity from a low-down, vicious, dirty white man who plan to keep your deed to your property and your integrity. Is that right, Sister Comrade Janae Cook Muhammad? Salam alaikum. Black power?
Black power.
Oh, okay. Well, I knew she said, go ahead and tax him. He You gotta drop it like it's hot, brother and sister. We're on a roll right here at Black Power Radio. We're not here just to give you cliches or to charm or to interest you or to get you in some flowery speech or something, brother and sister. We're here to teach you with freedom, let you live freedom. You go on the college campus. How you doing, son? I'm surviving. What does that look like, a college student telling you that I'm surviving? Terrible to give a report like that to a captain like me. Hell no. I told him that the rat, the cat, the dog, and the hog know how to survive. An ant, a roach, flies and butterflies and moths, caterpillars know how to survive. Brother, if you want to live, you come on this black education. Come on with the Black Panthers and learn how to live on this land, brother and sister. You just stop playing with this thing called Black Revolution. The Honorable, beloved brother, Gil Scott Heron, he said to us that you are not a revolutionary. You are not ready for revolution until you are ready and prepared to eat the rat to survive. Is he telling you to eat the rat? If you have to, God damn it, eat the rat to survive. But I'm telling you, he's trying to tell you to be, have a revolutionary mindset, that you are not going to stop in your revolution, that you have self-determination to get, like the Black Lightning was talking about, to that next level. You've got to have self-determination to get there. And you must have the ancestors to back your call. And you ain't incorporating no ancestors. You ain't going on no land. You ain't eating on no organic food. How in the hell are we going to get there? And you out there in outer space, down on the crackers land on South Beach property, on Myrtle Beach. Is that right? Hanging out on Myrtle Beach, on a crackers property at a crackers resort, and he getting paid in full, and you go back to work at a crackers job on Monday morning. Didn't make one. I mean, you didn't bust a grape for revolution. That grape jelly, that's what you got in there. Jelly-back Negro eating that grape jelly from these crackers. You got to get out there and squeeze your own grape, brother and sister, and put your own grape preserve and boil them grapes and get you some grape preserve out your own land. Boy, you don't know how it feels to get your blueberries, strawberries, get your bananas and your watermelons and all that you need to put in that and to make something happen for yourself, brother and sister. It's just that we've been lost for so long, you're so hard to be led into the right direction. It's going to happen, brother and sister. It's inevitable. Your black revolution is precious. You can live, brother and sister, on polluted water now. You can't live without your black revolution. I'm telling you straight up. We are examples of those that live on polluted water and polluted air. But you cannot live without your black revolution. You survive on anything. How are you doing, brother? Oh, I'm hanging in there. Yeah. I want you to think like that, that you hanging in there. And that's why he hung you by the neck until he lent your black ass. Because you admittedly were hanging in there. But see, I'm going free for myself today, brother. If I get 10 more $1,000, I'm going to have this property on the corner, and I'll be able to go free for myself. I'll be able to get my son's college tuition together. I'll be able to bring the family reunion, and we can get that corner house. No good, vicious, low-down cracker do not want the goddamn corner house. He don't want the middle house. He don't want the townhouse. He don't want the condominium or none of that shit. He got condominiums and brownstones in New York. And apartment buildings in Bethesda and all types of houses and resorts on Myrtle Beach, South Beach, Vegas, and anywhere else you want to imagine in the Caribbean. He don't need the property, don't want it, but he moved two blocks because the white man does not want you, brother and sister, to go free for yourself. Is that right, Brother Harold? He don't want you going free for yourself. Black Power?
Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power. You still in New Orleans?
Yes, sir.
I don't know. We were there years ago pulling people out of swamp water, out of sewage lines, brother and sister, watching crackers go in people's houses and stealing their television sets, stealing their save their coin collections, and stealing their cars and rifles. And brother, you don't know how vicious these goddamn cracker police is.
Yeah, I'm gonna say this too. During the storm, you don't want to get caught down in here because sometimes, but you will have some of them that's real racist and stuff like that. Nobody around you, you get your brains blowed out because they were saying like some people's trying to go into different parts of the city. This was during Katrina, I'm quoting, And he said anything that's darker than this brown paper bag will be shot. Hello? Yeah. You there?
I'm sorry, beloved brother. That's right, Brother Howell. But we were there in the Ninth Ward, going right in the swamp water sewer line, people trapped in buildings on the middle floor, people trapped on top of rooftops, people trapped in sewage water, brother and sister, and damn near swamp water, below sea level. Understand me how some of this stuff was in Katrina in the Ninth Ward, and the crack was stealing stuff out of the house with police and all that. And then when the National Guard closed ranks on us, and cocked their AKs and all, well, then we cock our own red AKs. And goddamn it, Cracker, you're going to have to find out which motherfuckers first to die here today. And them crackers stood down, and the Black Panther Party stood up. We bought those people out of the sewer line, bought them from the Coliseum there in the New Orleans Arena, and brought them over to the
Superdome
in New Orleans, but it took them to the Astrodome over in Houston. That's what it was.
Astrodome.
Get a few buses right there. But this thing, brother, didn't know that they go right back down the sewer line. They know in 4 or 5 years that hurricane coming back. And they were busting, they were rolling out of Houston, going bomb rushing back to New Orleans to get to this one. I said, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad said to get a land, but you don't have to build your home in no swamp water. You don't have to build your house below sea level, brother. Brother says, I'm trying to get you to use common sense, New Orleans. Because sometimes New Orleans, sometimes they hard here. You know what I'm talking about, Brother Howard? They got them waves.
Yeah.
They want to get back and let they love the land that they own. Because he made a home that's home for a lot of them. But sometimes you have to forsake home and abandon the home. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Isle of the Most High God says, not equal are those who would forsake their home in the cause of the Almighty God and go out in the name of truth and justice than with those that remain at home. But yet the Most High God command us to do activism in the kind of roles we got here to help people in distress. Like she said, AJ and the Cajun Navy and all the Black Panther emergency response team trained brothers like myself and yourself going and rescue our people. And we had a couple of boats that AJ won't get another boat and go on out there and get them from North Carolina, everywhere. Is that right, Sister Nina?
That's right. Yeah, and that's what I was saying, such as the mutual aid. If we have comrades out there that have boats, donate your boats to PANSOC. But donate if you're not using it. Give it to Brother AJ and his formations and things like that so they will have access to go rescue people. These brothers jump out of airplanes. They ain't playing no games. They brothers and sisters. Let me put it like that. He got brothers and sisters that are jumping out of planes, that are getting in emergency response situations, and we support them 110% on their efforts. If I had some money, I'd buy him a helicopter. I would buy him a boat. You know what I'm saying? Because we need that. Anybody in the revolutionary train, we need our own tanks. We need trains, planes, and buses. We need to be purchasing those type of things and give that access to our Black revolutionaries. Somebody out there with some real money know what I'm talking about and ain't playing with it. You know what I'm saying? And we can do those type of things, especially with us being on this road like this. We could use, like, say we break down. Like we did the first time coming to Tulsa. We need a damn helicopter. You know what I'm saying? Somebody need to come pick us up or rescue us that ain't gonna be that won't have to drive all this way to come and get us. They can just say, hey, we'll send a chopper out to get y'all. Something like that. You on the revolutionary road. If the military go down, you think they gonna wait on somebody to drive to get them? No. Send an emergency sweeper team in to pick the people up and do what they got to do. So we got to think like the people that we have trained to mistreat us. And we got to start taking care of ourselves. That's right. I said it. We train them to mistreat us. That's what we have done. And to ignore us and to look over us and to make sure that they get their children and their people safe, and they leave our people stranded or the last to be found or the last to come and search and rescue. So we're going to make sure that we support people like Brother AJ and Pastor.
Okay.
You know, and like I said, I'm not co-riding nobody, but you got to give props what props is due.
Okay.
And they are out there with their boots on the ground, not just sitting on Facebook talking about what other people need to be doing. Black Power.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, Zach, what she's talking about. We're right there in North Carolina not too long ago. Black sister in a room with almost 100 white men and women. I said, what is that one sister doing in there? And then they finally told me. But that sister was teaching them emergency response team. She was a nurse, one qualified nurse, teaching 100 crackers. I said, you see a big old township like this, multinational, multicultural, and only the white folks are interested? They had some kind of old boss situation. They put all crackers on the emergency response team. So we got to be working smart, brother and sister, and we have to work for ourselves. You must go free for yourself. You must be independent. We must come back in the name of we the people. And that is one way we can go free for ourselves. But we thank you tonight for being here and for joining us on yet another episode of Black Power Radio. We're thankful to all of you who have contributed to help us at Black Power Radio. And we're certainly thankful to you for listening to one more episode of Black Power Radio. Thank you. Now we're going to go down to the phone line and pick up our beloved brother. We got our brother Fred is down there in, at the bottom of the key, but he's over on that west side. He's out in Oaktown in Oakland, California, right out the Vallejo and Fairfield. I wonder, can you hear me? Holler if you hear me. Brother Fred is Fred.
Black Power. Can you hear me?
Black Power, you are clear and you're live here on Black Power Radio. Black Power.
Well, Renee, you're doing a wonderful job, man, and you keep doing a good job, because I'm telling you, I'm going to be with y'all real soon, because like I said, we got to come to Oakland, and when y'all come to Oakland, I'm going back with y'all, but I'm telling y'all, when y'all get back to D.C., I'm with y'all in spirit every day. But I'm going to tell you, Renee, you're doing a wonderful job. When I get down there, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give you a big hug, and I'm going to give you a present for yourself, because you're doing a wonderful job. Because at OSPA, you got a good team, man. Keep it up. But listen, I'm doing my beat every day out here, every day. I work, and I don't give a damn about anybody except us. And that's we're going to get justice. So let's go back to Black Power Radio and my main man, Osba, and Renee Nay. Peace.
All right. Black Power, brother. We look forward to seeing you out there. Thank you. Black Power.
You're welcome. Black Power.
To Fred is Red and to Sister Janae, Brother Harold, and all of those here at Black Power Radio, Black Lightning, and all of those who have contributed to tonight's show, a very special edition. We'll be doing this show again on We the People. We're going to stay right on We the People until we get We the People. And this is something called self-determination. You have to use it, brother and sister. It's a blessing when you can feel it. And we're going to go to our beloved sister, Janae Cook Muhammad, for her closing remarks on tonight's Black Power Radio. Black Power.
Black Power, comrades. It's been a long weekend on this Labor Day. It's been a long time coming that we finally get to speak and hear the voice of the people who are really fighting for freedom or death out here. I want to thank our national chairman, elected Sheikh Imam Akbar, for his leadership and guidance in allowing people like myself to remain on his platform, because we follow some big shoes here. We can't measure up what success looks like until we have seen examples of what success looks like. So I honor my ancestors and those that come before me, Sister Fannie Lou Hamer, Harriet Tubman, and some of the names that we know and that have been implanted in our minds. But there are more revolutionaries out there, like my mother. Jackie Cook was a revolutionary. My grandmother was a revolutionary. I'm pretty sure your mother or your grandmother was a revolutionary, or you had a very strong aunt or somebody in your family that instilled revolution inside of you. And that's the one thing that we have to stop looking at the people that claim, oh, I know this person, so I am a revolutionary more than you. I am related to this person, so I know more about revolution than you do. Revolution is inside of all of us. It just has to be cultivated. It has to be disciplined. It has to be humiliated. It has got to be nurtured. It's got to be proven. You got to put boots on the ground. The only way you're going to do that is by experience and getting out here. I'm the same type of person that everybody else is. I might not have a day job, but I have a job. I get up, I eat, I sleep, I take care of myself, I go to bed, I wake up, but every day I'm waking up with a purpose on my mind, and that's freedom or death, and that's black power. And what can I do to help poor and black oppressed people? What can I do to make things better while I have just 24 hours? We are all afforded the same 24 hours in a day, y'all. If all you can do is get up and go to work and come home and take care of your family, that's revolutionary. That's black power. You know what I'm saying? But if you got to get up and you got time to think about a program or a job or a business that you can develop that will sustain yourself and a legacy for your family, then that is your job and your mission in this life. You know, so let's continue to say we the people, because we are the people. Let's stay connected to the people. Let's stay connected to the land, and let's stay connected to each other. No matter what's going on in the world, the Bible even tells us to seek God first. Seek him. Watch and pray. These things are going to happen. But in the end, we know that we have the victory. You know, so just keep holding the line. I thank all of you all for the encouragement. Please pray for Brother Stephen Biko. Again, we're going to make an announcement about rallying for him pretty soon once we narrow down everything. With them changing the dates on his court dates, it's been kind of crazy. It's not that we're not doing what we can. It's just that the judge and the courts keep tricking us off. So that's the game they want to play. So we're going to have to step our game up even higher with them. So peace and black power. Remember to make a donation to 77 Bakers. That also goes to the Stephen Biko Defense Fund and 77 Bakers, as well as taking care of Black Power Radio. So any donations that you want to give, just send it to the radio. Keep the radio going. That was the best thing we could do besides having all these different fundraisers going on at one time, is to continue to serve the party, continue to serve the people, and we're going to continue to fight for freedom or death, y'all. Black power.
Black power, black power. We thank Sister Janae and all of those that have contributed to the nice program, and we know that you'll be black next Sunday and Monday on Black Power Radio. Always remember to dial 646-478-4447. And again, for those that are numerically pure at heart, at 646-478-4447. And remember that we're going on that organic food. We're going black on the land on Wednesday. We've been on the land down in Tulsa. We've been on the Nat Turner land. And we'll continue to return. We say, whose streets are what our streets? But whose land? This is our goddamn land. And the white man has worn out his squatter's rights. And we have to boot him off the land. Boot him off of whose land? Our land. So with that, we're saying black power in the revolutionary spirit, a strong black revolutionary in the spirit of the Honorable Dr. Kwame Ture, who said we must be ready for the black revolution. Fred Hampton said, I am what? A black revolutionary. I am what? A black revolutionary. We must keep the spirit moving for black revolution at this hour. I love niggas. I never see them make them play, shoot the shit. But one thing I do not love about niggas, they are afraid of black revolution. Assalamu alaikum and black power and all that has been said and whatever we could do. We know our beloved brother, Marvin Gaye. Ooh,
messed up, or the one that got away? When we left for dead, yeah, the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, pouring drugs in your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, go and tell, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this with a come and tell, bro. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Sitting around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not at, just complain. Thought it didn't fight, just strip to blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence seems to be the only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. See, terror breeds terror. They just drop bombs for some mothers and their kids. Yeah, just today, but shit. I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck, so they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains. Chains, the American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a sodder. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a sodder. Whips and chains, the American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a sodder. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a sodder. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Somebody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on the spoons with the hate. Chase the Panthers out the state. Whoa, run, go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spare propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with him. CIA did everything they could to brotherhoods with heroin. At the same time, passed away our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then he shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Whips and chains, the American way. Slaves, whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, the American way. Slaves, whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred.
She escaped, you put a bounty on her head.
Poison water in the air and the food.
We already dead, so what else we got to lose?
Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you. Don't conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bones I bleed to. No justice, no peace, what the people say. The any goals finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray? I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna sign and touch us
about
the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, the American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, the American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
they do.
Love your mother, love your father, love your sister, love your sister.
mother, child of your brother,
God.